Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is back.
Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready. Welcome again to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. Today, well, again, we're still in Black History Month, so today isn't Black History Month, but it is the month of Black History. So we want to start the show with our Black History Month salute. But first, before I get to that, I want to say welcome and remind you that Esprit Radio is a week's worth of news in just one setting. So we're a weekly summary of news. If this is your first time here, thanks for tuning in. I want to say hey to everyone that's on the line and in the chat room. And also, if you want to call in, if you're listening in the archives, you can call in live every Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our dial-in number, area code 323-693-3038. Now, on this program, the president bans importing goods produced by forced labor. And Iowa approves a bill to let children age 14 and under have handguns. I know it sounds sick. And Beijing takes over New York City as the billionaire capital of the world. And a Nashville public library tells Black Lives Matter meeting that they can't have just black people at the meeting, so they weren't allowed. And the Pope also calls for a worldwide abolishment of the death penalty. Also, Johnson & Johnson is hit with a $72 million damages in a talc cancer case is what it is. We have that this week in court and much more, but I want to welcome you again onto the program. Before we get to our first story, I want to give a Black History Month salute to Johnny Taylor. Now, if you don't know this, Johnny Taylor, nicknamed the Soul Philosopher, recorded for Stax Records, moved to Columbia. Now, he moved to Columbia Records. This is Johnny Taylor. His first release, his first release for Columbia is a song that I'm going to talk about, but I'm going to leave that as a suspense. Now, if you don't know, Johnny Taylor is the first platinum artist ever, as they recorded that the Platinum Award was instituted in 1976 for album sales selling 1 million units and singles selling 2 million units. It wasn't until 1989 that they lowered that requirement for singles, so gold was 500,000 units and platinum was a million. But back then, in 76, to sell a single to be platinum, it had to have 2 million records. So Johnny Taylor was the first artist to ever receive a certified platinum record, which means he sold 2 million records, by the way. Now, if you don't know who he is, he made songs like Who's Making Love to Your Old Lady While You Were Out Making Love, and Jody's Got Your Girl and Gone. Like, ain't no sense in going home because Jody got your girl and gone. If you haven't gone into old bars back in the days with your parents and grandparents, you never heard these songs. But Cheaper to Keep Her, this is Johnny Taylor. But the song in which Johnny Taylor got his platinum was Disco Lady. Now, Johnny Taylor, who sang the praises of a lady on a dance floor, it wasn't about disco, but it was a lady on the dance floor. Members of George Clinton's group Parliament, including Bootsy Collins and Bernie Worrell, played on that track, and future actress who was on TV shows like Bosom Buddies and Family Matters and Thea and all these other things, Thelma Hopkins is singing the background of that song. So, Black History Moment salute to Johnny Taylor, who's the first group person, anything, to record a certified platinum record, Disco Lady. All right, so you can share that at work tomorrow. There we go. All right, so welcome again on to Esprinet News on Espri Radio. Our first story, world oil prices will likely remain low for the next few years, given the supply glut, and, you know, they're saying it should continue to boost the U.S. consumer spending, given the low gas prices. That's what a top Federal Reserve official said this week. So, you know, I know they're talking about oil going up and down, but they estimate that it will be 2 years that the world prices are going to remain low for a few more years, at least two. Now, the U.S. economy is on track to grow 2.5% in the first quarter after the government data suggested a decline in real consumer spending growth in January, but the Atlanta Federal Reserve GDP Now forecast, their model showed that it is on track to get 2.5%. Now, China has overtaken the United States as the country with the most billionaires, with Beijing replacing New York City as the billionaire capital of the world, according to the Huron Institute, the 2016 Global Rich List. Now, there are now 2,188 billionaires in the world. That's up 99 since last year. China has overtaken the United States with 568 billionaires compared to 535 in the U.S., but India remains in third place, just in case you were wondering. The number of billionaires, however, has jumped 50% since 2013. That is surprising to me. But although China now hosts the most billionaires, the United States still holds 8 of the top 10 billionaires worldwide, or 11, because number 10 was a tie from guy in France, some guy named Bloomberg here. But anyway, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are still number 1 and 2 billionaires in the world. And nobody in China is in the top 10, they're definitely not in the top 10 of billionaires, but they have 568 billionaires in China. Okay. Now, if you ever wondered why we have a leap year is the reason that, you know, the seasons occur at the same time each year. Now, this is according to the Honor Society of Leap Year Day Babies. Now, I don't know. I didn't know there was an Honor Society for that. But the Earth takes about 365.24 days to make a complete circle around the sun every 4 years. Therefore, the world would be a full day out of sync with the calendar year. So the society says a person who lives to be 90 would see their birthday drift by about 3 weeks over a course of a lifetime. So the one extra day added to the end of February every 4 years prevents that from happening. So there we have it. We're going to have 29 days this year. So this is why we have a leap year, if you didn't know. Now, President Obama urged a group of Democratic governors to allow citizens to participate in democracy the way the founders intended, by making voting as easy as possible. Now, the job of our democracy, is what the president said, is to make it easier, not to make it harder for citizens to be able to vote. And we need to modernize voting to reflect the way people live today. So the president cited a law in his home state of Illinois that will go into effect this year to expand early voting, allowing voters to register and vote on Election Day. Now, he said that this is about more than just creating economic opportunity. It is about preserving the rights and opportunities of generations of Americans that have fought so hard to secure and broaden our democracy. He said that it's about making democracy as good as it can be. So that would be the president. Now, if you didn't see this video, it's kind of hitting the internet and all over the place and on the news pretty much. There's a 106-year-old woman, Virginia McLaurin. She went finally got a chance to visit the president. She walks in the White House, sees the president. She yells hi to the president, opens her arms with excitement. And as he comes over and takes her hand, he asks, "How are you?" And smile on his face. And she just replies, you know, "She's fine," and all this other stuff. And while still holding the president's hand, she immediately begins to walk over to Mrs. Obama, to the first lady. And he jokingly tells her to slow down. Now, she's 106. And when he tells Michelle, when he tells the first lady, she says, "No, you're not." "Oh, my goodness," Michelle responds. And she said, "I want to be like you when I grow up." And Virginia says, "You can," with a smile. And she started to dance. So if you did not see this, it is pretty much the, I want to say, if I had to kind of paraphrase the presidency of President Obama in the family aspect of the First Lady and the kids, this is a poster moment for the president where he does well with people. And so it was really cool. She apparently put up a YouTube video, and there was a petition launched to help get her invited. The video posted on YouTube, she told the president how much she'd love to meet him and his family. And on this past Sunday, her dream finally came true. So I just want to shout that out and say that. But the funny thing is, when she met him, she said, "You know, I'm so happy, a black president," and his black wife. And Michelle says, "Yes, that's me." And so it's really good. If you guys get a chance to see it, just check it out. The president also, this past week on Saturday, responded to a video of a young girl bursting into tears when she found out that the president would not be president for much longer. So in a Facebook comment on the video posted by the girl's grandmother, Caprina Harris, "You know, the president writes, 'Caprina, tell her to dry her tears because I'm not going anywhere.' He said, 'Once I leave the White House, I'm still a citizen just like her,' is what the president wrote. 'And when she grows up, she can get involved right alongside of me. In the meantime, I'll keep an eye out for her letter. And we'll always get to celebrate our birthdays together because the little girl birthday is on the same day as the president.'" He actually said that to her. So, again, the president, his human side is phenomenal. And with that president human side news, the president also this week, a former teacher who's 80 years old that the president wrote a handwritten letter to in Holland and Hawaii, put the president's letter up for sale for $12,500 just a year after it was sent. And the former teacher at his school in Hawaii said he received the note from the president last year, but he has an asking price of $12,500. But, hey, what can you do? It's his to sell, so make it hot. Now, the president this week signed a bill that includes provisions banning U.S. import of fish caught by slaves of Southeast Asia, gold mining children in Africa, and garments sewn by women abused in Bangladesh. Now, it was closing a loophole in an 85-year-old tariff law that has failed to keep products of forced and child labor out of America. Now, an expose by Associated Press last year found that Thai companies ship seafood to the U.S. That was caught and processed by trapped and enslaved workers. As a result of the report, more than 2,000 trapped fishermen have been rescued, more than a dozen alleged traffickers arrested, and millions of dollars worth of seafood and a vessel was seized. So the president signed that also this week. Pope Francis on Sunday called for a worldwide abolishment of the death penalty, saying that the commandment, thou shalt not kill, was absolute and equally valid for guilty as for the innocent. So the Pope said no dice to the death penalty, and he's calling for a worldwide ban on it. Now, also on Sunday, this past Sunday, in Detroit, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that he would gladly offer up the Fruit of Islam to protect Beyonce in her upcoming concert if police don't show. He said, look at how you're treating Beyonce, referring to the Super Bowl halftime performance. He said that you're gonna pick it and you're gonna offer her police protection, or you're not gonna offer her police protection, but the FOI will. So there you have it. And so I just want to say this for everyone being safe about the Beyonce stuff and having little issues. You know, the minister is right. Technically, if the police does not want to protect, there are, you know, companies and security companies in black communities across the country that probably can use the work. So peace out, and don't think that you can't use somebody else. So get mad if you want to, but she has options. Now, Hollywood directors Ava DuVernay and Ryan Coogler will be featured in a free live benefit that will take place during the Oscars this coming Sunday. Now, the event called Justice for Flint will be live streamed from Flint, Michigan. That's according to a statement from organizers. The Justice for Flint, I guess it's their Twitter handle, is presented by Blackout for Human Rights, which was founded by Coogler and DuVernay to confront human rights violation in the U.S., the water contamination crisis in Flint being an example. Now, the event will also feature Grey's Anatomy star Jesse Williams, Empire star, I guess it's Jesse Smollett, singer Janelle Monáe, Ledisi, Music Soul Child, and the numerous others, appearances and performances, according to the organizers. So instead of watching the Oscars, that might be better off that you watch that program. Now, speaking of singers, R&B singer, since I mentioned some singers at this event, R&B singer Kelly Price is now officially a proud holder of a doctorate degree. On Saturday, the songstress graduated with a doctorate degree in philosophy. Furthermore, she graduated at the top of her class and is co-valedictorian. So there you go. Kelly Price, official Dr. Kelly Price. So, hey, just thought I'd share. Now, House Republicans are urging a steep increase in the Pentagon budget. All of those guys have received $10 million in campaign contributions over the course of their congressional careers from defense contractors that would benefit from the higher levels of military spending. Now, 34 GOP leaders, all members of the House Armed Services Committee, are pressing for an $18 billion increase in 2017 budget, which begins October 1st. So just so that you know, these guys are receiving really good campaign contributions. But we know this already, but I just wanted to tell you, it is still going on, although they're acting like they're trying to save everybody else money. All right. Now, the country of India is the home of the highest number of people who have died while taking photos of themselves. That's right, with 19 of the world's 49 recorded selfie-linked deaths since 2014. That's according to a San Francisco-based data service provider. Now, the statistics may be in part due to India's sheer size of 1.25 billion citizens and one of the world's fastest growing smartphone markets, but or they could just have some really dangerous places that people want to take selfies at. Either way, don't go to India and take a selfie. It's pretty dangerous. Catholic priests who, I don't know if I want to do this story this early in the show, but anyway, since I'm already here. A Catholic priest who repeatedly raped a New York woman when she was 14 is reinstated by the church. The Roman Catholic Church in southern India, while we're talking about that country, has lifted the suspension of Reverend Joseph Palanvo. And I guess he's 61. He was convicted of sexually assaulting a girl during a visit, during a post that he had in the state of Minnesota. So he was actually in the country, but he has been reinstated by the church. After that, there we go. Now, a multi-millionaire librarian, libertarian businessman testified this week in court that he received death threats because of his involvement with the Koch brothers, their charitable foundation, and that his detractors falsely paint him as a climate denier and racist, but he hangs around climate deniers and racists. So there you have it. But he's actually in court complaining that people are looking at him bad because he's supporting something racist. And I also want to say this, you know, just while we're talking about this, we don't really do Donald Trump news on the show, but if any of your friends are supporting Donald Trump, just take another look at them, because Donald Trump is blatantly crazy. Just want to say that, or alleged racist and blatantly alleged crazy, however you want to say that for the record. But technically, something that has to be wrong with you if you hang out with racists, and you probably are one. That's just my thought. I don't know any of these guys, so I'm not talking about them. But generally, just thought I'd share. Now, striking down the Ohio's ban against false political speech, the Sixth Circuit Court said such a law would criminalize even misrepresentation of a candidate's shoe size. So they actually had a law that said that if you knowingly lie on your opponent during your race, that they would you can be held in contempt. They'll bring charges to you. And they struck down that law. So you can lie as much as you want in Ohio, because Ohio banned against that false political speech law. Thank you very much. I thought I'd share. Now, in Ohio, Ohio approved the bill to let children age 14 and under have handguns. Now, the measure passed the State House of Representatives this week, would allow it was passed by the House. It would allow children 14 and under to possess a pistol, revolver, or ammunition under parental supervision. So I don't know how the variation goes, but as long as there's a parent there, there's a law saying that they have a right to have a gun. All right. Now, an amusement park, SeaWorld, I'm sure we've heard that, the U.S. Marina, I guess it's Marina, the amusement park SeaWorld has admitted that some of its employees posed as animal activists and spied on its critics. So SeaWorld's CEO said in a statement this week that his company would no longer use such practices. Now, the revelation came after a worker from a San Diego park was discovered posing as an activist last year. The SeaWorld employee, Paul McComb, and I guess I should say their CEO, who's Joel Manby, Paul McComb was briefly suspended in July after People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, accused him of trying to incite violence amongst peaceful protesters while he was posing as an activist, by the way. So PETA says the company refused to dismiss Mr. McComb, shows that it condoned, corporate spying. So they purposely paid those guys to spy on them. And you know what this reminds me of? Occupy Wall Street, where there was some undercover police, and when the protesters said that there was police, the police arrested the protesters for calling them out. This is really nice in this country. All right, so I just want to remind you, listen to EspriNet News on Espri Radio. You can call in and join us at area code 323-693-3038. You know, we're doing a week worth of news in just one setting. So, hey, you can join in on the program. We have a lot of news and a lot more information. I want to say hey to everyone that is online listening to the show. And, you know, hit one on your line if you want to come in. Feel free. I'll do that. And matter of fact, before I do that, you know, a married mother of two, a teacher, 31, who tried to adopt a student who was 13 that she was having a relation with, gave him a gun that was later used in a shooting. So teacher Jamie Hyatt, who's 31, gave the boy she allegedly had sex with a gun that was used later in Jackson, Mississippi. That's what prosecutors said, and that's where it was, crazy in Jackson. And also a divorced kindergarten teacher, 47, who had sex with a 14-year-old boy in her classroom, could face five life sentences plus 100 years in jail. So Jennifer Robinson, 47, is being held without bond in the county jail in Georgia following accusations that she had sex with a teenager at least 10 occasions. So Robinson, whose Facebook page suggested that she's a grandmother and the mother of two daughters, she had a relationship with this boy in a kindergarten classroom at an elementary school. I guess it's Epson Lee South Elementary School. Now, I don't know where Thomaston, but it happened over their spring break is what the officer is saying. Now, Robinson, who is divorced, the story is that she, if I can get it straight, she faces five counts of child molestation and five counts of aggravated child molestation. Now, here's how she got caught. Robinson left her Facebook account open on her classroom computer, and a teaching assistant went over to turn it off after notifications kept going off on her computer. And when she looked at the computer, she found inappropriate content from an underage person. That's what the sheriff said. So the school employee informed the school's principal, the deputy superintendent, and they both called police. So that's how it went down. If you're wondering how she got caught, that's what happened. All right, you listen to EspriNet News on Espri Radio. Let's go to the phone lines. And I know, you know, the commish is going to have something for me on this. But, you know, hey, commish, it wasn't me. I didn't pick the news stories. The news stories picked me. There we have it. So how are you, Kathleen? Oh, did I lose you?
90 seconds.
Okay.
I'm
you must
good.
Have me on.
How are you?
Good, good. I was about to say you must have me on mute. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm not sure how far back you were, but I'm suspecting that you must have heard the story about the president dancing with a 106-year-old woman.
That was the best video ever. I think that's when I hit one, when you went to that one.
Oh, geez. It was that long ago.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because, you know, one of the things about that video was that it was so cultural for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
it was what she just started dancing, and without a second thought, without any kind of, you know, it was cellular. And
right.
Michelle started dancing and the president started dancing, and it was just, it was church, it was family, it was everything. And when I looked at that, it really, really warmed my heart, because that's us, that's black people, you
yeah.
know what I mean? And we just, because, not because we danced, but because we knew how happy she was. You know,
right.
And we knew that that erupted. It was like the ancestors, you know, what we did in Africa when we were beyond happy and our, you know, just
oh, yes.
The most amazing thing, the celebration is we danced, you know, the drum
yeah.
And the dance. And when she broke out into that dance and Michelle went right with her and the president went right with her, I said, I'm almost in tears. It was just so beautiful to me.
You know, and I think people don't get that, right? So that's what melanin is, right? We have metal in us, and it's a vibrational issue, right? So we're constantly sending signals. It's why church is always so moving. When people say,
yes.
I go to church because I learn at this church opposed to listening to music, I think they all bump their heads. They don't actually know how we made it through the middle passages. It is that exactly what you said is why we remain with a high vibration. We
yes.
get to do that, and I think we
yeah.
lose that because everybody wants to kind of calm that in them, but that feeling is what's in us. So it was cool when she looked at the First Lady and she says to the president, you know, that she get to be there for a black president and a black wife. That was hilarious. She said, that's me. So I thought that was hilarious that she said that. But, yeah.
I loved it. I loved
yes.
it. It was everything, I'm telling you. So that really moved me. That really
yeah.
moved me. And 106,
yeah.
right?
106.
You know, oh, come on. It doesn't
right.
get better than that.
And let alone, how about the little girl who started crying? I didn't like this generally, but the grandmother was filming the little girl, and she told her that the president was leaving soon, and she started crying. And I guess the president saw the video, and he actually posted on Facebook his response to her because he said, I'm not going anywhere when I leave office, and when you grow up and you have some work to do, I'll work with you, and I'll get your letter. Like I think he's kind of sending him signal to send him a letter so that he knows who she is. I'm like, we don't have presidents like that, like who connects with people like that.
I know.
So I'm with the little girl. I feel like her. I'm just an adult, so I'm not going to cry, but I'm just saying. I feel just like her. We know her feeling.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't see the video, but I read the story, and, you know, there's a picture of her, and the video is out there, but, you know, that was cool. I shouldn't say hopefully. It would be cool if he reached out to her, which he probably will, and bring her in the White House before he leaves, the little girl.
Yeah.
Because
I love that
you know,
picture of him, too, that the one where you can't even see that it's him, right? Where he's
mm-hmm.
touching that little boy's face.
Oh, yeah. The one who
yeah.
fell asleep at the dinner?
No. He's the little boy is with his mom, I believe it is.
Oh.
And they are outside of, you know, like one of those lines where they have, you know, where people line up to see him.
Oh, yeah. When they, the greeting line where they are walking.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's this
I know what you're talking about.
About 5 years old. And, you know, the president just has his, you know, puts his hand on his face and just is holding his face in his hand. It's priceless.
Yeah, here's how special that is because you cannot fool little kids. Again, we're vibrational folks, right? And so you just can't walk up on a little kid and get in their face. I remember when John McCain tried that and kids were, like, passing out to get away from him. And then Mitt Romney tried the same thing and little kids was, like, fighting him. Donald Trump did that recently at a campaign. And this kid had a fit, like, putting his face that close to somebody. And I think they see the president and people think, oh, yeah. Bring your babies around me. It is hilarious that they don't
yeah.
realize how how spiritual you have to be. Like, your vibration has to be a certain level with little kids. Little kids do not play.
Right.
And just because you have whether it's a nice suit or not, you're just not going to fool them. If they don't like you, they don't
right.
like you.
Right.
So, yeah, he has a balance with folks. So I don't know how they're going to duplicate it. Hillary doesn't do that well either. That whole, hey, how are you? That's not working either. Like, so it's hilarious to me, but it's hilarious to me and sad at the exact same time. to have such a human being as president. And who's next?
Yeah.
All right. I know. All right. So, you know, let me give you another news story. You know, when it comes to appearing on a popular game show host, Jeopardy, you know, Canadians cannot apply. The show website includes a question in its, you know, in its facts section saying that Canadians are eligible. Well, they are eligible to take the contestant test, but the website says that it precludes them from accepting registration information from Canadian residents. I don't know what that's all about, but you know, Alex Trebek is Canadian born. He's
Canadian.
From Ontario,
yeah.
But it's interesting that they don't accept Canadians on Jeopardy anymore. I don't know. That might be an immigration issue. I'm not really sure. Now, a Nashville public library tells Black Lives Matter activists that a meeting welcoming only black people are not allowed on the premises. So they can no longer meet at Nashville's public library because they have because they only allow blacks and non-blacks of color to attend their meetings.
That is so crazy.
Hey, don't get me started on the crazy. Now, because I have a whole lot to say, but I don't want to take up the whole show saying it. All right. Now, the last remaining incarcerated member of the so-called Angola 3 was released in Louisiana on Friday after serving a sentence that placed him in solitary confinement for 4 decades, which is perhaps the longest stint of correctional isolation ever spent by any prisoner in American history. Albert Woodfox retroactively pled no contest to charges of manslaughter and aggravated burglary in connection with the death of a prison guard in the Louisiana State Prison, also known as Angola, in 1972. But his defense attorneys argued recently, since it was impossible for him to, I guess, receive a fair trial. He turned 69 on tomorrow. He actually turned 69 for him to have a fair trial, in part because, you know, most of the witnesses are dead. But they're saying that he should have been released. And all three men who were a part of the Angola 3 spent a great deal in solitary confinement at that penitentiary after convictions. But he spent nearly 40 years there for 23 hours a day in a 9x6 cell. At the insistence of the prison's former warden. So the warden insisted that he stayed in there 23 hours a day for 40 years. I think he should sue them.
I think they should put the warden in the cell.
Yeah, they should dig him up and put him in there. I don't know if he's living, but I'm just saying. Either way, he should be in there. Anyway, a little crazy. Now, oh, by the way, you know, the first LPs and record players made a comeback. Now, cassette tapes is now back. Music fans on both sides of the Atlantic, in England or Europe and the United States, are returning to cassettes two decades after they were replaced by CDs and more recently digital downloads. So sales of music tapes are rising quickly in the U.S. That the Recording Industry Association of America, the trade body for music labels, which certifies gold and platinum. Did you hear my Black History Month at the salute at the beginning of the show?
You what? No,
my salute to Johnny Taylor earlier?
No, I missed it, but I saw him. He's coming up on Unsung. I can't wait to see that.
Oh, yeah. You know, he was the Recording Industry Association of America certifies platinum records, right? Johnny Taylor.
Uh-huh.
Now, he's not the first black person to get platinum. He is the first person certified
ever.
Platinum ever.
First ever, right?
Ever, yes. And you know what's funny about that is as I think about his songs, you know, he received it for Disco Lady. Shake it up, shake it down. I'm sorry, I'm going to sing the song. But he got it for that song. That was in 76 is when he started doing it. But, you know, he's the one that wrote, well, I'm sure we know a lot of Johnny Taylor songs, but I'm not going to go there because there's no brown liquor. Johnny Taylor has brown liquor music, by the way. I started to play some on the show, but I didn't think the audience was old enough to know what they were.
Brown liquor.
Oh, yeah. All right, sorry. I got off track. Now, the music industry, you know, the first time since the 90s, they're starting to sell cassettes again. So the sales of cassettes in the UK followed the path of vinyl record sales, which fell to its lowest just over 200,000 in 2007, has grown every year and hit a 20-year high of 2.1 million vinyl records sold in 2015. They went down to 200,000 in 2007. And it seems that the fax machine could return, by the way, I have one, because it's more secure than sending messages over the internet. So the fax machines are picking up back in offices again as well. Everything got new and it's about to go old again. Back to the 80s.
I love it.
Isn't
that
hilarious?
I love it. I didn't get rid of my cassette or my LP.
Exactly. Now that they're making a comeback, we'll be the first ones in there.
Hey,
that's all I want to say. Now, all right, so here is, I don't know if you know where Spring Valley is in New York State, because I have no clue, but a man takes the mic at a town hall meeting, like a town meeting, and starts yelling at the mayor, the guy who's running for office, that he slept with his wife and destroyed his 12-year marriage. So the meeting was open to the public. It erupted in chaos this week after a resident accused the Spring Valley mayor. I guess I won't call his name out, but because I don't know who this is. But he called him out for sleeping with his wife. So chaos at City Hall. Just seemed kind of great.
Did he really do it?
I don't know, but that guy was serious. See, I would play Black or White, but I don't have the theme music up because I can tell you on this one. This was kind
of... the guy still alive, right?
Yes, the guy who's the mayor still alive.
So I'm pretty sure I know what I know. Black
Horse.
Did he punch him in the face?
No, he didn't punch him in the face.
Yeah, I know what it's black and white.
Yeah, okay. Well, I might have to save that for next week's show. We might have to put that one in there. Also, a German mayor, speaking of politicians, accidentally busted himself from viewing porn by posting a screenshot of his desktop on Facebook. And he said he was researching something, and he's a member of the far-right alternative German political party. He's like a Republican in Germany, and he was watching videos. You know, the tabs open on his page said punishment porn videos and German slut video kind of thing. And he put a screenshot on his Facebook. And you know what happened to him? Got busted. So that was his excuse. He said, I was just doing research. There you have it. There you have it. Haven't heard that one before. It just sounds so original. I thought I'd share it, that he was doing research. All right. Sorry to go to a lowbrow story before we get out of here, but I just want to ask you if you know. Oh, wait. Let me give you a Johnny Taylor song. Who's making love to your old lady while you was out making love? Wait a minute. How about this one? Ain't no sense in going home because Jody's got your girl and gone. That's Johnny Taylor.
Oh my God.
That's why you need brown liquor. Oh, by the way, I forgot. It's cheaper to keep her. We know that one. That's the Johnny Taylor song.
He's in a keeper.
So, there you have it. Thanks for doing it in. Oh, by the way, you know Thelma Thelma Hopkins sang background on Disco Lady.
Oh, did
you know from from Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Yeah.
And Bosom Buddies and Family Matters and all of those shows. Thelma Hopkins
and all of those shows.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know Bootsy Collins in Parliament played the background track, was a part of the band. Disco Lady, of all songs.
On Disco Lady?
Yes.
What's up?
The very first platinum song, Thelma Hopkins was on it. Bootsy Collins, Bernie Worrell. All right. There you have it. All right, thanks for tuning in. Hey, thanks for hanging out, Kathleen. I'm sorry I brought you in so late, girl. We could have.